Situated between Montgomery and Selma, Lowndes County has seen its share of civil rights marches. But this recent march isn't following the Bloody Sunday route taken by freedom riders in 1965. The marchers are solemnly following the much shorter path taken by Jonathan Myrick Daniels that same year.
Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
John Daniels was an Episcopal seminarian, originally from New Hampshire, who came to Alabama to fight for black voting rights in a county with a population overwhelmingly black. The atmosphere for blacks and outsiders in Lowndes County was none too friendly in the 1960s. Black civil rights activists such as the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth and Stokely Carmichael, and white outsiders including John Daniels and Father Francis Walter, who were active in the Selma Interreligious Project in 1965, were not welcome.
They said, when you drive over there, you know, keep the windows up, that helps deflect a shot, and don't even have a table knife from a restaurant in the car, because if you get shot, then they'll say that there was a knife there. And of course, we were scared, you know.
But Father Francis says something was different about John Daniels compared to the other clergy members and civil rights activists. Father Francis relates one occasion when Daniels was among a group of protesters who were jailed for holding a voting rights demonstration in Fort Deposit. They'd been locked up for about a week when Father Francis was given a few minutes to visit with them.
That 5 minutes in the jail, everybody else in that jail cell was down. I mean, they were sad. They were scared and they were depressed. And Jonathan was just up. He was keeping everybody's spirits up. And I walked out of there and I thought, this is a Yankee from New Hampshire. He doesn't know how dangerous this is. He doesn't know. He can get himself killed.
Soon after being released from jail, Daniels and three others, Father Richard Morrisrow, Joyce Bailey, and Ruby Sales, went to Varner's Cash Store in Haneville, one of the few stores that would serve blacks.
The store is right by the jail, and we had gone to that store over and over again. Four of us went to get sodas for the group. We were designated by the group.
Ruby Sales says a white man with a shotgun greeted them at the front door and threatened them if they didn't leave. And she says John Daniels tried to protect her.
Jonathan tried to pull me back, and I fell. And the next thing I knew, shotgun blast, and Jonathan was shot. And then I looked around and saw that Father Morrisrow and Joyce Bailey were running. And then I heard another shot, and he fell. Father Morrisrow fell.
John Daniels died instantly. Father Morrisrow was critically wounded. Joyce Bailey and Ruby Sales managed to get away. Both testified that the man who fired the shots was Tom Coleman, a local highway worker. Coleman said he shot Daniels and Father Morrisrow in self-defense, and that Daniels was carrying a knife or a gun. Despite the fact that no other weapon was found, the all-white, all-male jury acquitted Coleman.
The real person on trial was John Daniels more than Tom Coleman. Daniels was accused and, in effect, convicted of being an outside agitator, someone coming into the county doing things that the people there didn't want done. And that made it easy for Coleman's colleagues to testify that what he did was justified and for the jurors to acquit him.
Years later, Dr. Charles W. Eagles, now a history professor at the University of Mississippi, wrote the book Outside Agitator, published by the University of North Carolina Press and later reprinted by the University of Alabama Press. It is a history about Jonathan's journey into Lower Alabama, his death, and the trial of the man who shot him.
The shootings of John Daniels and Richard Morrisrow and the trial of Tom Coleman for the shooting, those events were probably the biggest thing that ever happened in Lowndes County. And that may explain why it gets so much attention even today. Certainly in the black community, those events in the as part of the civil rights movement explain why they want to remember them and celebrate them even today.
Haneville native Annie Henson marched quietly near the end of the line during the service marking John Daniels' martyrdom. She wanted to be with the other 250 or so people to celebrate his heroism.
It touched me pretty bad about what happened. Because it didn't have to happen. Things could have been better if it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But times were like that back then.
Yes, I know. I know. It was hard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ruby Sales went on to the same seminary that John Daniels was attending when he was killed, Episcopal Theological School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She spoke at a memorial service inside the Lowndes County Courthouse, in the same courtroom in which Tom Coleman was acquitted.
Jonathan's life is a moving testament. The truth crushed to the ground shall rise again.
Now a human rights advocate in Washington, D.C., she says she returns to Haynville year after year to continue to honor John Daniels and to make sure his story is told in the proper context.
I come back because it is important that we remember. It is important that the story gets told by a witness who was there. I'm a witness.
She says she doesn't want anyone to forget the sacrifices.
I am deeply grateful to Jonathan, but I think Jonathan's action, and that's the power of the story, symbolizes the Holy Spirit and the spirit that moves through our generation, where we were willing to lay down our lives for each other because we had seen a different vision than what people saw every day. And I think that's what Jonathan would want people to know, because it's that vision that propelled him to come to Alabama.
Nearly 30 years after first coming to Alabama, Jonathan Daniels was designated a church martyr and added to the Episcopal calendar of lesser feasts and fasts. He is remembered on the day he was arrested in Fort Deposit, August 14, 1965. The book Outside Agitator says at a meeting the night of his killing, Stokely Carmichael told a small crowd that Jonathan, quote, is going to live in this county, end quote. He said people would not resurrect him, but rather resurrect themselves. Each year in Haynville, they do. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
Well, we just came from the cash store where Jonathan was killed by a shotgun blast. There was a wreath laid there, and some people, and a candle, and some people went up and touched the spot where his blood was shed.
Yeah. And I was just went there to meet them.